I'm going to call the Kootuat Fire District Prudential Committee meeting to order on the 16th of February, 2018. Could I have introductions, please?
Ray Perone, Treasurer.
Lisa Mycock Kelly, Prudential.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Stan Goldstein, Prudential.
Thank you. Could we do the Pledge of Allegiance? So everyone's aware that Tony's going to be leaving at the end of March, so we need to find a replacement for her.
Okay.
I pulled together a draft ad, and I've changed it slightly. Three sheets that I gave you. The top one is kind of a readable ad, and I've changed something at the top that I'm drawing your attention to, and that is I've called it Accountant Assistant Treasurer. And actually, as you look at the work content, it's really more accounting than treasury work. So I don't want someone to come thinking that they're going to be involved in treasury type activities when it's really bookkeeping, accounting kind of activities. Even though the description says that, I thought it might be better to put that up at the top. Take your opinion on that, whether we go forward with that or not. It's very much the same as the ad that we put in to find Tony 5 years ago. And I have a copy of that ad if you want to see it. It's pretty much the same thing, a little more emphasis on the municipal than I might have put in mine, just because I don't think the market for municipal is as big as the market for general kind of accounting type people. And also, I'm not too sure how much of your day-to-day activity is based on the Mass General Law. I mean, there are certain idiosyncrasies that we have to follow, but I don't think that's the headline. The cost of running ads for the newspapers that I looked at is on the third page, and it's a budget of almost $1,600 just for about 10 exposures, 10 days of exposure. And that Fran passed the Patriot Ledger, which I did not include. It's a daily paper. I'm going to guess it's going to be about the same as the Cape Cod Times. So it's going to be in the $800-$900 range, which would mean that we're looking at probably somewhere around a $2,500 budget to get these ads out. We can start on Tuesday with the Cape Cod Times. I've spoken with them. They have the draft ad, so they know what's coming. If we want to change it, we can change it and get it to them on Monday. We'll be in the paper on Tuesday, which I think is really the key to get this thing started.
In the Times?
Cape Cod Times, I'm sorry, yes.
Then the Patriot is published once, our regular
on
Patriot.
Friday.
Okay, and that's $4, but that's a no-brainer there. But
yeah.
And then on the 22nd is the Register and the Cape.
I kind of honestly don't have any experience with them in terms of, is that worthwhile $700, or should we take that and spend it on the Ledger?
I personally think most would go to the Cape Cod Times. If we want to expand our exposure geographically, then I would think we might want to look at the Patriot Ledger. Mm-hmm. And look on the South Shore.
Yeah.
Because we're hitting the same markets with these publications.
Yes, right. And I think if you're a job seeker, you're going to be looking in the Times, not in the in those magazines, those papers. Patriot, maybe. But I mean, it's so cheap, why not?
That one's obviously $4.50 isn't. But if if we find out that the Patriot Ledger is comparable to what would be the cost of the $775 to run those one times in the Register and the Cape Codder, I would be inclined to think we go off Cape.
Yeah, I think they're owned by Gannett, which don't they own the Cape Cod Times now?
Yeah, I think so. They own most of it.
That's right.
Do we have any online presence? Facebook, website?
Fran mentioned going to Craigslist, and that we'll do that as well.
Okay.
You get the Cape Cod Times online facility as part of the package.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds reasonable. The Cape Cod Times would be the first. Cape Cod Times and the Patriot would be the first place to go. I just didn't know there. I haven't placed an ad, an ad in a long time. I know the papers are in trouble. The hard copy papers are in trouble, and they're $800. Wow.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But Craigslist is free,
yep.
And that will give probably almost as much exposure. I agree. We have to publicize in the paper, but
yeah. Okay.
In today's world.
So let's go ahead and do it. Do we need a motion for that? All right, I make a motion that we place an ad in the Cape Cod Times on Tuesday the 20th of February through Monday the 27th of February. That includes the online and a Thursday dollar day for $809.90, plus the Patriot on Friday the 23rd for $4.50.
And can we add the amendment by adding the Patriot Ledger?
Okay.
They go from Quincy to Plymouth.
I guess we can do that, but I mean, is somebody really going to travel down here from Plymouth? Is not too bad, but if you're talking about Quincy, especially in the summertime.
Quincy would be a push, yeah.
But trust me, people travel.
Yeah.
I drive the other way. And
there's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people coming over that bridge in the morning.
Plymouth, Carver.
Yeah, Plymouth, Carver, Middleborough.
Okay, so where is the
we don't have a price for that.
Right. I'm going to guess it's going to be comparable to the Cape Cod Times, so it's going to be, I would guess, 900, because you're getting closer to the Boston market, and price raises accordingly. I mean, the number of views that you get with a paper like that is going to be more than the Times. So might even say that for budget purposes, we ought to say $1,000.
Up to $1,000?
Up to $1,000.
So we're going to be putting it into the Patriot Ledger, is it?
Ledger, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and the increase in cost would be up to, but not greater than $1,000.
Right, and I'll pick the number of days predicated on that budget.
Okay, cool.
Could I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
And any further discussion, or?
Well, I just, like the, I've changed the title. I just want to make sure that we're all comfortable with that. And,
I'm fine with that. That's cool. Right. Just a general question. We follow generally accepted accounting procedures, right? The GAAP, we don't.
No, we really don't. We follow modified cash basis that is recommended by the Mass General.
Okay, so we're on a modified cash basis and not accrual.
Then the accountants come in and transfer or translate into GAAP-based accrual.
Mm-hmm, okay.
But all the reports that you get are purely cash-based. Not purely, but by and large cash-based.
So when we close the books at the end of January and we get some bill on the 1st of February, that doesn't go into the books until, or it goes into the books, but it doesn't get...
It goes in the books when it arrives.
When it arrives, okay.
We
do not do hard closes.
Even on a cash basis, you could do a hard close, but we don't do hard closes. It's too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I try to, the reason I like to delay the statements is sometimes you'll find things in the bank reconciliation, reviewing the bank statements that really ought to go in, corrections and things like that. But we are what is called an annual reporter. So our anything that we publish doesn't really mean anything until you publish the last statement of the year, which is the one that the auditors look at.
Okay, cool. And so if we're on a cash or a modified cash basis, is it possible to have the month-end report before the end of the succeeding month? I mean, because now for January, we won't see January's report until the end of February, right?
About the third week in February, yeah. And what I've said is, it's probably prudent to have time to just look at the bank statements and see if there's, you know, any boulders that are missing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could produce it and just say, well, here's a snapshot at this point in time. Or you can delay and make sure that there aren't any boulders.
Okay. Thank you.
Set.
That's it.
Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.